Okay, you had Tony Cochran on your show last night on the couch. This was an off-air comment that you made to me this morning before the show.
I've said it on air.
You said about Cochran. You said, thank God they've got Tony Cochran, the Gold Coast Suns, because they'd be nothing without him.
Well, it gives them a presence up in a market that's screaming out for a presence. He's committed to them. He's feeling the pain. I just think they've been in the competition for 11 years.
Yeah.
In a tough market up there. And now, after 11 years of being in the comp, we're hearing calls for them to be disbanded.
I think that's too big a call. That's extreme.
Come on,
like, that is no. That's extreme. I don't think the conversation, for me, the conversation is not about that. The conversation is, why aren't they better now, 4 years down the track, under Stuart Dew than what they are?
That's all legitimate.
I think that's a legitimate conversation to have right now.
I don't have an issue with that.
And
I think
for the first real time, we'll speak to Mark Evans a little bit later. I think he's under real pressure now, Stuart Dew.
Well, let's have a listen. Tony Cochran never hid from any of that in what was a pretty long chat with him yesterday. He started out, he said he wasn't feeling great when we first spoke to him, and just if you got some young kiddies in the car, might just want to cover their ears.
If I was allowed to say s*** on TV, I'd say I was feeling completely and utterly s***.
So that gives you an idea.
Was that you smirking in the background
there? Well, I did have a little chuckle. But he didn't back away from any of this. I mean, he went over the fact of the challenges. But
we all know the challenges. Yeah. Everybody knows the challenges. Well, and it's a little bit like that conversation we had about Carlton this morning, okay? Mm. And that is, about anybody, about the 76ers. You can keep making excuses for yourself and your organisation, okay? At the end of the day, no one cares, Gary. No one actually cares. All people care about is you're getting it right.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it right, then you're going to come under scrutiny, and then you're going to be criticised for what it is you're doing. They have had enough time now to start to get this right.
Yeah, so they've made mistakes along the way, and the mistakes mean that they've been in this perennial lower four rungs of the ladder. And at the same time, you've got another expansion team that have been able to find their way into a competition and play in a preliminary final and a grand final in a shorter time frame. That's why there's more pressure on them, because the Giants got it right more quickly than they did. But the bottom line is, it's 11 years into what's going to be, the AFL are committed to it. I mean, I know it's different, but North Melbourne took 50 years to win a flag. 50 years, 21 years to play their first finals. Hawthorn took 37 years. St Kilda took 67 years to win a flag. We're sitting here at 11, a team in an expansion in a tough market, saying sack them and move them down to Tassie. Come on.
No, but we're not saying, I'm not saying.
No, you're not.
I'm not saying they have to win a flag. I'm just saying they have to be better and more competitive than what they currently are, and what they've shown us to be in the last period of time.
I agree with that, and that's why Stewie Jew would be under some pressure, because a team with Tuke Miller and Sam Collins and Greenwood and Swallow and Weller and, well, Witts is not playing. He's been a big out, Witts. Ballard, and then you've got young talent of Matty Rauno, Anderson King, Lukosius Rankin, Will Power. That should perform better. And I watched them play in round 7 at the MCG against Collingwood.
You were glowing.
Well, you could not beat him. Their pressure, their hunt, their willingness to take it up to Collingwood, who at that stage, their season hadn't quite fallen away to the point that it did. I walked away from that thinking, oh, yeah, I think they're getting there. Greenwood dominated the midfield. Mm. Miller dominated the midfield. Their back line stood up really well. I don't know if King kicked
Collins in. Played that day too, though, didn't he? He didn't play the weekend.
Yeah. So anyway, the bottom line is they're at a really interesting stage, and they're going to get a lot of pressure on, but they're not. The AFL aren't walking out on Gold Coast Suns.
So. No, they're not. But did Cochran say last night that they are struggling in areas that maybe other clubs aren't struggling so much in right now, in terms of the retention? Is he still thinking that the retention of their players is a real issue?
He's really confident about this group. He's confident that they're going to keep the players. And we know the ones we're talking about here, more so than they have in years gone by. He spoke about the $3 million cut to cap, the salary cap, and they still can't pay the cap. So he thinks they're underfunded, which is not going to get any sympathy from anyone down here. He thinks they have to try and service a very, very big academy area, which is North Queensland and the Territory, I think. Now, they get that right. It's just the richest and most fertile next-generation academy ground of all time. But he says it costs money. You can't just jump in your car and drive to Ballarat. He says you've got to get in planes. So all that might be right. But look, I sat there and admired him. He's got a combative nature about him, and he's not backing down. He said, if you think we're not hurting, then you'd be sadly mistaken.
Did he?
Must we show improvement? Of course we must. If you think there's anybody at the Gold Coast Suns who's enjoying being in the position we're in again at the moment, 16th on the ladder, then you're on drugs. So yes, we must show improvement.
Well, I've had some feedback here this morning on the text that he filleted the chef last night, then lightly battered and fried him on the program last night. Is that true or not?
No, I wouldn't say that, but he did. He put out a very early one on the fact that St Kilda had won one premiership in 130 years and pointed that out to Nick, that they're hard to win.